Welcome, kids. Thanks for joining me for this interactive guided meditation where we'll spend some time exploring your thoughts and your feelings and listening in to the wisdom that your body has to tell you about what you might be needing right now. Before we start this practice, I want you to gather a few things for yourself. Find a pillow or a blanket or a cushion that's very comfortable for you. You'll be able to sit on the floor at times, or stand, or even lay down on the ground. So you'll want to have the items that make you feel most comfortable and at ease for this practice. It also suggests that you grab a piece of paper or a notebook, colored pencils or crayons or markers, because you'll have an opportunity to write and draw and put some things down on paper for this practice. Make sure that you have some space around you, wherever you are at, so that you can move about freely. There's four parts to this practice. The first part is exploring your thoughts. The second part is exploring your feelings. The third part is listening to your body. And the fourth part is noticing what you need. Let's start with the first part, exploring your thoughts. Why don't you stand for a moment? And before we listen into your thoughts, let's shake out some of the wiggles. Can you make a fist with both of your hands? And imagine that you're holding an axe in between your hands, a big, heavy axe. And I want you to take a moment and raise the axe over your head as high as you can and inhale a big breath of air. And then I want you to blow all the air out as you strike the axe down and cut an imaginary block of wood. So raise your hands way up into the air, take a big breath in, and exhale, blow all the air out as you chop that imaginary block of wood. Let's do two more of those. Big breath in, hands high over your head, and now chop the wood. One more of those. Breathe in and exhale, chop the wood. Good job. So either standing now or having a seat on your cushion, your floor, or a comfortable chair, I want you to take one of your hands and place it on your forehead. And as you place your hand on your forehead, I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you're seeing the thoughts that are running through your mind. What are you noticing? What are you thinking about right now? There are no right or wrong thoughts to have. Just notice whatever it is that you're thinking about right now. You can go ahead and take your hand off your forehead. If you were to take the thoughts in your head and you were to draw them on paper, and then take colored pencil or paint or marker to fill in your thoughts that you drew with color, what color would you first choose? If your thoughts are happy thoughts, what color would color your happy thoughts? If your thoughts are confused, if your thoughts are sad, if your thoughts are mixed up, maybe you would choose the color gray or brown. You decide. What color are your thoughts? Now, returning with your hand to your forehead, take a breath and notice what you're thinking now. What thoughts are running through your mind? Maybe they're the same as they were a moment ago. Maybe they've changed. There's no right or wrong thoughts. Just notice what's crossing your mind right now. Now I want you to imagine that your thoughts could be expressed in a kind of weather, a weather pattern like a storm or a hurricane, maybe a rain shower, maybe a snowstorm. What type of weather expresses the thoughts that you're having right now? For those of you who know what similes are, it might be something like, my thoughts are like a hurricane. Or my thoughts are like a warm, sunny day. Now I'd like you to put your hand back on your forehead right now and returning to the thoughts that you're having. Just notice what's crossing your mind now. Remembering there's no right or wrong thoughts to have. And the last thing I want you to do, noticing your thoughts, is there a particular movement or motion or action that you feel like your body could do that would express your thoughts? Maybe you strike a pose. Is there a particular pose or posture that expresses the way you're thinking right now? Is there a particular motion or exercise that expresses the way you're thinking right now? Take a moment and think, what would make sense to express your thoughts right now? What position of your body or motion of your body fits? Now we're going to move to the second part of this exercise. For this part, I'd like you to sit or lie down on the ground in a comfortable position, either flat on your back or sitting on a cushion. And once you're seated or lying down, I want you to take your hand and put it on your forehead again, and take your other hand and put it on your heart. We've just spent some time noticing our thoughts, and now we're going to transition and notice and explore our feelings. So let's put both hands now on our heart. And I want you to take big belly breath. This time, instead of wood choppers, let's fill our bellies up with air like a balloon. As deeply as you can, breathe in. And when you exhale, blow out the birthday candles on the cake. To blow out real hard. Take another big breath in. And blow the air out. One more big belly breath in. Fill the balloon. And exhale. Good. With your hands over your heart, press into your chest. Do you feel your heart beating underneath your hands? See if you can quiet yourself enough to feel your heart beating. And with your hands on your heart, I want you to see if you can explore what emotions you're feeling right now. Emotions like sadness or joy. Peace can be an emotion or a state that you feel. can feel loved and comforted. You might feel anxious or worried. What is it that you notice with your hands on your heart that you're feeling right now? What are some of the emotions that you've felt even in the midst of this practice? Oftentimes when we have feelings, our face will express and show others what it is that we're feeling. So if I'm feeling mad, my face might have a grumpy, mad face. If you think of the emojis that we use on our phones and our computers, the mad face might be that one that's like red colored and the eyebrows are furrowed and it's the lips are pursed together and there's steam coming out of the ears. If you were going to make a face that expresses the emotion that you feel, take a moment and see if you can make that face. What would your face look like if you were feeling anxious? What would your face look like if you were feeling at peace? What does your face look like if you're feeling sad or worried? Take a moment and just play with some of your feelings and see if you can express your feelings on your face. I want you to take a moment and press your hands to your heart again. Just breathe and connect with your heart. Whatever the emotion is that you're feeling, I'm wondering if you could imagine that your emotions could have a sound like a musical instrument. If your emotions were able to have a sound, if your feelings could be made into a sound, what would it sound like? Is there an instrument that you know that sounds like what your emotions feel like? An example might be if I feel happy, my emotions might sound like a flute or a piccolo or maybe the high keys on the piano. Is there a sound that you can hear that matches the emotions that you feel? Lastly, I want you to put your hands out in front of you. Put your palms together like you were going to have somebody pour something into your hands that you needed to cup your hands in order to hold. Imagine that your feelings are in your hands. The feelings that you have, the emotions that you have, you're holding them in your hands. And what I want to know is, can you imagine what your feelings and your emotions feel like in your hands? Are they soft? Are they rough? Are they hot or are they cold? Are they heavy to hold or are they light? What is the feeling of your emotions as you hold them in your hand? And place your hands back on your heart, both hands, press them into your chest and find your heartbeat again. Take a big breath in and exhale. All of our feelings, just like all of our thoughts, change all day long. They come and they go. Even through this practice, they're changing. Let's move on to the third section. For this part, you might want to sit up tall or stand. And this time I want you to take your hand and place one on your heart and the other on your belly. Right above your belly button. You know where people tickle you and that sometimes makes you feel ticklish? place one hand on your belly. And we're going to move from our heart space to our belly as we try to listen in to our bodies and what our bodies have to tell us. Now take the other hand that's been on your chest over your heart and put it down on your belly with your other hand. Now both hands are on your belly. And I want you to imagine that your body is heavy. Think of the heaviest rock or something else, some other very heavy object. Maybe it's a tank. Maybe it's a car or a plane. Think of something very, very heavy and imagine that you are heavy, a heavy object. Immovable, solid and secure here now. Feel the weight of your body as you press into the floor with your sit bones that you're sitting on, press into the ground, or your feet that you're standing on, press into the ground. You are here now. Our thoughts and our feelings, they come and they go all day long. But when you notice, your weight of your presence is here right now, solid and steady. With your hands on your abdomen, on your belly, breathe in and exhale. Again, breathe in and exhale. All your thoughts are safe here now. All your feelings are safe here now. All of you is safe here now. See if you can just be here now. Lastly, I want you to take your hands from your belly. Take one of your hands and cross it over your body and grab your shoulder. So you have one of your hands across your body holding your shoulder. And take your other hand and cross it the other direction and put it under your armpit. So your arms are crossed across your body, one holding your shoulder and one under your armpit. This posture right here is called a self-hug. And I want you to just sit or stand where you are with all your thoughts, with all your emotions, with all of yourself here in this place. And give yourself a squeeze. And let's take three big belly breaths as you hold yourself in this hug. Breathe in deep, deep through your mouth or through your nose. And exhale. Another big breath in. Fill your whole belly. And exhale. One more deep belly breath in. And exhale heavy. And release your arms from your body and let them rest at your side. For this very last part, I want you to find the most comfortable position that you can be in, whether that's laying on the ground, cuddled with your blanket or your pillow. Maybe it's sitting on your favorite chair. Maybe it's standing tall and strong like a tree. However you feel most comfortable. And for a moment, I want to just think about what you've learned from your body. Your body is so wise. Our thoughts and our hearts and our intuition tells us so much. Can you think of the most loving person that you know? Someone who cares for you and comforts you, someone you're safe with, the most loving person that you know. Maybe it's someone who's with you right now. Maybe it's someone that you don't actually know in person. Maybe it's a character from a book or someone in a TV show or someone in entertainment that you enjoy. Whoever it is, imagine that person. Imagine that person is coming to you and they're asking you, what do you need right now? Placing your hand on your heart and feeling the love and warmth of having that person with you and asking you, what do you need right now? Are you able to connect with your own body and answer that question? Maybe what you need right now is comfort. Maybe you need quiet. Maybe you need space to yourself or to be outside in nature. Maybe you need to play. Maybe what you recognize that you need is to be patient. Whatever you're noticing about what you need, I want you to take a moment and try to capture it, like you're catching something that you want to keep and not forget. Whatever your need is, can you capture it either in writing it down, telling a parent or a caregiver, maybe drawing a picture that helps you express and remember what it is that you need? However you feel like you might best remember what it is that you learned from your body today, write it down. Keep it to remind you of the wisdom that your body has to tell you. When you take the time to explore your thoughts and your feelings and listening to what your body has to say. And lastly, I want you to take that need that you've just learned, and I want to see if you can put it into a sentence that you can memorize or have your parent or your caregiver repeat to you as you take your next 3 big belly breaths. So whatever your need is, let's say that your need is love, that you need love or you need to feel love. Take that need and put it into this sentence. May I feel love. Or if your need is to be patient, may I be patient. Or if your need is to feel safe, may I feel safe. With the help of a caregiver or on your own, take whatever it is that you feel you need and put it into that phrase. May I have, may I find, may I feel, or may I be. And once you have it, close your eyes and place your hands in your lap and take 3 big breaths in as you remember and repeat either aloud or silently that phrase that you just made up. Breathe in and exhale. Breathe in again, big belly breath, and exhale. One last big breath in and exhale. You may want to write down your phrase that captures your need so that whenever you're feeling like you need a bit of comfort or that you need to calm yourself, you can come back to this phrase. You can come back to your breath. And you can remember the wisdom that your body has for you.